Let's get on board the telephone line and welcome in our friend, University of Maine men's basketball coach, Richard Barron. Hello there, Coach.
Hello, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you in these challenging times?
Good. You know, I wonder, I've said this several times, so you're not the first, but when are we going to stop prefacing our answers and our questions with, you know, during this, you know, like every email I'm going with recruits, it's, I hope you're doing well during these, you know, crazy times, challenging times. You know, eventually there's a new normal, right? And we're fairly inoculated from what, you know, is happening in places like New York City. I'm not saying it won't get here, I'm not saying it hasn't affected some of us already very, you know, deeply, but in terms of just the daily routine, we're, you know, we're okay.
Yeah, I mean,
doing our job.
Part of it is the low population and the somewhat remote nature finally works to our advantage after all these years. And
right.
Then Mainers just stepping up and doing the right thing before much of the rest of the country got to doing that.
Yeah, and that may have been our advantage that we were remote. You know, we got to learn from other people's mistakes, I guess. But certainly, you know, I hope that's the case. I also think that it's true that with a virus like this, it gets here eventually. It's just, it's slowing down the wind, not the if. So I expect that, you know, what we hope is that we have some solutions for the time that it does become, I don't know, whatever, you know, seasonal and has its second and third waves. It's really interesting because you just wonder how many people, what we don't know, you know, we don't know who's walking around who has it already up here. You know, we don't know because people are symptomatic carriers. You know, and obviously we know that we on our team, you know, had two officials that tested positive. You know, they were working our game against Vermont and Hartford, and that's back going into February, right? So that certainly it was around. You know, it isn't like it hadn't gotten here before then. It was, you know, they were positive back then, so it was around. And you just wonder how many people have it, got through it, didn't know it. It's hard to trust the numbers.
And we still don't know what the impact will be going forward on athletics and certainly college athletics as well. I know everybody is hopeful that when summer rolls around, that maybe this will be in some ways behind us and we can perhaps begin the year anew come August and early September when the students come back to campus. But as you said, this may come in waves as well. And until we have a vaccine, the impact on athletics and on college life in general, that we may not know that for a while.
Right. And I think there's all sorts of different levels to this. You know, there are those that feel somewhat not immune, maybe, but not threatened, just the same way they wouldn't get a flu vaccine. I'm going to be fine if I get the flu. I'll, you know, I'll take a couple days off work and be fine. But this is so contagious. And for people, you know, with pre-existing conditions, anybody, you know, at risk, it can be lethal. And so the chance of being an unwitting participant in somebody else's death, to me, is the real risk here. You know, I'm alarmed by people down on spring break and, you know, the lack of respect that they show for what that means for everybody else. On the other hand, you know, will we get back to something that resembles what it was like before? I hope so. I really do. I can't imagine us playing, you know, games in empty arenas or people having to sit, you know, three chairs apart and all of that sort of thing moving forward. So I hope that this is something that is only temporary.
How many of your players are staying pretty close to the Orono area during all this?
Most of them are. We have three players who are back in their home countries, but you know, that's and I think that presents certain risk too, not because they won't ever get back, but just because of we don't know what the timeline is going to be. And so, you know, if you go back for many of them, it triggers a visa renewal process, which requires going to an embassy, and those embassies are all closed right now. So we may get back to some sort of normal here, but in their home country, the embassies may still be closed and visas may not be, you know, issued or flights may be, you know, from international destinations may be eliminated or whatever it is, you know. So there's just so much uncertainty around that. The other thing that I think is, you know, probably constantly being discussed by people at a different pay grade than me is what, you know, when does this become something that you're going to have some sort of kind of universal response to out of fairness versus letting each campus make their own decisions. So right. Is the NCAA going to say, okay, nobody can do summer workouts or no one can do, you know, fall team workouts in August because not every place is allowed to. So, you know, will Maine be able to, if we are back to some sort of normal operations, have, you know, fall football practice when maybe in Louisiana it's still bad and they can't. It's going to be really interesting to see how they manage that. Some campuses have already said that they will not, you know, open up again until at the earliest the fall.
We're talking with Richard Barron here on Downtown. How is your roster shaping up for next season, and how much did you lose out on the opportunity to go see more potential players?
Well, we've all, you know, lost out on that opportunity. So, you know, at the same time, there is an opportunity in not being able to go out too. We're probably seeing kids that we wouldn't have otherwise seen because everybody's trying to reach out, you know, through, you know, social media and email. We're getting tons of film on kids from all over the world. The hard part is making those sort of, you know, trying to make an objective evaluation, you know, off film is difficult. And, I think about, you know, someone like Malcolm Gladwell, who I know you have mixed feelings about. But you know, the way people make decisions, the economics of decisions, kind of in his last book is fascinating to me. And it's it was a couple of Israeli economists and psychologists. I can't remember the names off the top of my head. But anyway, that they gave examples of how we think that because we met someone in person, you know, kind of a George Bush, I looked into Putin's soul, you know, and I know he's a man of character, you know, like we believe what we want to believe.
Right.
And we're convinced. It's not that that there's lack of sincerity. It's genuine. But we make mistakes all the time. Judges constantly make mistakes. They're, you know, one of the examples they give is that people up for parole, or I'm sorry, not up for parole, for bail, right? The judges often make mistakes, but they believe the person because they talked to them, you know, because they saw them. And so I'm trying to calm myself down and say that, look, maybe I'll be just fine, that I don't have to see everybody in person or have them on campus for a visit, you know, during this process, that in some ways, maybe I'm avoiding a mistake this way.
Well, we'll hope it works out for you. I have confidence in your ability, however way you judge them, Coach.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. But yeah, we're excited about our future. We really are. I think we're going to have a good young and very full roster next year. I think, you know, that's knock on wood, you know, we won't have too much attrition over the next couple of years, that we're getting the right guys, because, you know, what's happening to some of these teams across the country, it's just amazing. You know, half the team goes into the transfer portal, you know, as soon as the season's over. So that may, again, also be the new normal, that you're constantly, you know, re-recruiting a roster. But I really like the character of the guys that we have and the ones that we're talking to right now. I think we're going to be in a good position moving forward.
It's been good to see you've had some time to play a little guitar. You sent out a wonderful message to University of Maine players and students last week, and we played that on the air. It was so good.
Well, I appreciate you playing it. I think I don't know if your listeners do, but thank you very much. I'm like a lot of people trying to learn, you know, some new things during this time, and you know, I just sent out a tweet. My kids built a treehouse in the backyard, all by themselves. You know, and maybe I'm a bad parent for letting them use a power saw, but they did really well with it, and they're now using it as a place to get outside and do some homework, and, you know, got a hammock up there and all sorts of stuff. So everybody's finding those opportunities. I hope they are. Anyway, I'm enjoying getting to go for walks with my wife, and, you know, that kind of time, that's something we wouldn't necessarily be able to do if we were you know, back of the office or, you know, flying around the country trying to watch kids play.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And I think, you know, schools are being urged to continue educating students. But for those who have the opportunity and have parents around, what a wonderful chance to learn some real world skills and get some new kind of learning that, frankly, we would all be too busy to do otherwise.
Absolutely. I mean, I just got Babbel on my phone and started learning French. It's been a long time since high school, so I realized I probably have learned as much in the last 3 days as I retained from high school many, many years ago. But that I encourage people to find something to do. And while I'm thinking about it, just, you know, I've said this before, I think I said it on your show one time, but if there's anything that we can do, our department, me personally, our team, someone who's in trouble, someone who needs some, you know, help with transportation, somebody who needs us to do some grocery shopping and pick up and delivery for them, you know, we're really excited to help out if we can. So please call on us. Don't hesitate at all if there's anybody listening who needs some help.
That's great. Richard, thank you so much. As always, good to visit with you. Be well, and we'll check in with you again very soon.
Thanks. Look forward to talking to you again.
That's Richard Barron with us on Downtown. It's 4:30. Here on this Tuesday afternoon, Black Bear Reports brought to you by ClearPoint Financial. Mike Toole's still working for you. Give him a call. He can help you out. Whatever advice you might need with your financial situation right now, ClearPoint Capital, Mike Toole, 307-7718.